This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. This year's most memorable editorial cartoons appeared in the days following September 11th. Dozens of the original drawings are on display in California at the Santa Monica Gallery Impolitic. The exhibit is titled Political Cartoons of the Attack and the Aftermath. NPR's Renee Montagne reports.
There is one political cartoon you may well have seen. It showed up in hundreds of newspapers and on millions of computer screens. The cartoon showed the Statue of Liberty with a tear rolling down her cheek. Her eyes are wide with sadness and horror, and reflected in those eyes, a plane headed for the burning Twin Towers. This cartoon was drawn by Pulitzer Prize winner Mike Luckovich, who's based at the Atlanta Constitution. Turns out nearly every political cartoonist in the country drew, as a first response to the attacks, the Statue of Liberty. Impolitic is a gallery that bills itself as devoted to opinionated art, but at the opening of its exhibit on attack-related cartoons, both Pulitzer Prize winner Steve Breen and newcomer Patrick O'Connor of the LA Daily News said they couldn't think of anything else to draw other than Lady Liberty.
With her on one knee, she had dropped the tablet on the ground and the torch, and she just had one hand extended out towards New York City.
I didn't even want to work that day. I just wanted to talk about it with friends and family, you know.
When Steve Breen did sit down at his drawing board for the San Diego Union-Tribune, he found himself creating cartoons he'd never thought he would draw, such as one that was patriotic to the core.
The cartoon just showed a burly American eagle, bald eagle, sitting on a stool sharpening his talons with a file. And that's kind of a, you know, let's go get him type of cartoon, and it's typically not something that editorial cartoonists like to do or want to do or should do. What we normally do is pick on people. We attack them, and editorial cartooning is an inherently negative art, whereas that's more of a cheerleading, positive, rah-rah cartoon. But it felt so appropriate at the time.
In a sense, the September attacks knocked the wind out of America's syndicated and normally cynical cartoonists. And says Steve Breen, many of them pulled their punches for the first time.
Boy, no editor in America would allow you to do an anti-George Bush cartoon or a negative George Bush cartoon the week after September 11th. So I stayed away from George Bush criticism cartoons for a while. In fact, I even may have done one that showed his increase in stature.
The exhibit at the Impolitic Gallery shows that it took just a few days, however, for editorial cartoonists to jump back into the fray.
I did a cartoon about 4 days, 5 days after the attack, and I drew a wall that you would see in Lower Manhattan with all the photos and the missing flyers of all the victims. And then towards the right, there's a missing flyer, and it says Intelligence on Terrorists, and I drew the FBI and the CIA.
And then along came the anthrax attacks. In the parallel universe of political cartooning, that news actually lightened the mood. Steve Breen points to one of his cartoons picturing two kids staring at a bowl of cereal.
Anthrax paranoia is getting out of hand, says one kid to his sister, and the mother's feeding them Cipro's breakfast cereal.
Anthrax, the nation on high alert. It was serious stuff, but Patrick O'Connor believes it is his job not just to reflect the bad news, but to deflect it with humor.
The cartoon you're looking at right now, I mean, you can throw yourself right into it. You know, I mean, it's this guy hunkered down behind a chair, you know, and he's nervously watching his TV in the dark and very frightened look on his face. And that's how I think we've all felt watching television.
And now, as political cartoonists return to the more comfortable terrain of attack and counterattack in the ongoing political wars, the real war has left them with something unique, a target that all political cartoonists, left, right, or center, can take aim at, Osama bin Laden. Renee Montagne, NPR News, Los Angeles.